thanks for joining us. And this is the Valley Outdoors. Good to have you guys hanging out. Got a great show. Lots to talk about today. We've got a gentleman, a good friend of mine from the West Coast area, Tom Nelson from ESPN show. It's called The Outdoor Line. We're going to talk a little bit about fisheries management going on out there, some struggles, also some grizzly stories that, not bad stories, just stories about grizzly, Don.
Nerve.
Yeah, exactly. And some things that are going on with the current administration forcing some reintroductions that are rather odd. If you ask me, this show is not odd, so stick around, hang out. We're going to have a good time. See you shortly. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Well, Donald, good to see you. Ava,
I'm here.
I'm here.
We made it work.
We did. Super excited.
She was yawning.
I know.
Well,
I'm excited. I'm a great friend of the show, a great friend of mine, coming on today, Tom Nelson from ESPN Outdoors. He's been on shows like Jesse Waters for an extended period of time. His co-captain, Joey Pyburn, has also been on the show. A lot of conversation about all the outdoor stuff going out there. Controversial things, administration imparting different reintroductions and that whole thing. And he's just coming off doing some testimony with government at various levels, very high levels, and really questioning what's going on. And it seems to me like there's some deck stacking that's trying to be happening out there. And I think we need to be alert to it. We need to be aware of what's going on, because it will, the same thing, if it's effective and it works, it will happen here, because they will think don't of it. So do not miss the second half of this show, you guys. It's going to be good. I'm excited. Last Saturday, Tom and I went off, and literally it was an hour and a half conversation, and he's just a fun guy. So really, not a mushroom.
Should have recorded it.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was not usable.
Okay. I get it.
He was a little fired up. Let's put it that way.
I get it.
So, speaking of fired up, Don, I just saw that this week. We've talked about the high school league, the Clay Target. You know, it's one of the biggest participation sports in the country. The state of Minnesota leads the way. Right next to fishing is the next one. And as far as up-and-coming sports, we talked about the current administration virtually eliminated archery. They eliminated hunter education, and that would have also cut the funding for this particular scenario. Well, if they can't get and try to eliminate it one way, they're going to try to do it another way. And Patty Acomb from Minnetonka, she's a representative, and she is the chief author of a bill which is going to prohibit lead ammunition and tackle and require non-toxic ammunition and tackle. Minnesota State High School Target League, John Nelson, we know John very well, expressed a concern for the bill. They just released it a couple days ago. They said they're very uneasy about this. It would prohibit it. Lead ammunition and require non-toxic ammo for school shooting sports. In fact, she specifically stated there would not be any lead ammunition and require non-toxic shot for shooting sports at practices, competition, training, and all other events. And you know what that is, Don. You try to go tin or steel, and the cost is...
Or bismuth.
The cost is quadruple, if not...
Oh, it's triple. Anyway, I mean, it would be cost prohibitive.
Well, and you can't buy a Target load with that I know of, or if it is, it's very scarce in a steel or otherwise. It's just not, you know, obviously you can, but well, the cost
you'd have
for
to
that
go to
Target
steel,
load.
But it's, I mean, typically you don't, I mean, you don't shoot steel other than when you're on public
federal
grounds.
Lands, yeah.
And it doesn't make sense to me because most of the, I'm not sure what their thought process is here, because when you're shooting at a range, you know, a trap club, they do lead recovery.
Yeah.
At those locations. And
yeah.
It's about every 4 to 5 years they go in with machinery and they recover all the lead that's shot out there. So it's not contaminating the soil or anything else once they clean it out. So I'm not sure what their thought process is here. And it would be for the kids. And this isn't just, I mean, if this would spread out of Minnesota to other states, it would be a big decline in the people involved with shooting. It would be for anybody.
Again, Don, like I say, if they
are
don't
they talking
get
about
it,
making this statewide or just for the high school?
Statewide.
So nobody in the state could use lead for trap shooting.
But she specifically mentions this side of it, and authored by Jennifer McClellan from Duluth, that would prohibit the use of it in league practices, competition, and training. So they even refined it further and specifically pointing at those competitions and saying, you can't use it. I mean, if they can't eliminate it by saying, let's cut the funding.
Yeah, well.
Which, I don't know. It's frustrating in the fact that you don't have an understanding of what's going on and nobody has a voice to it, and it's eye-opening. I will say that.
Yeah, well, our current legislature has passed a lot of bills that they are trying to figure out what was in them.
They jammed them through. You were aware of that.
Yeah.
Nothing you could do. You're watching it happen. It's horrible. So another thing coming up out of Wisconsin, we'll hit on this relatively quickly. We're going to take a break in just a minute or so. They're just looking at forming a board for wakeboard regulation, protect lakes and lake users from damage. This has been a big controversy, Don. I think you probably all have seen wakeboards. They travel, wakeboard boats, they travel at a very high angle, and they have been restricted to 300 feet from the shoreline, so you diminish the damage that's made to shore. We have to be careful here, too, because that's a slippery slope. The reason is that all the EPA requirements came out for outboard motors was because somebody didn't like the sound of a jet ski running around the lake. They didn't like it. So they said, well, I'm going to have my lake association try and ban that. Guess what? It turned into not the sound, but the emissions. Then they changed the emission laws, and the whole state of California went that way, and the rest of the country went CARB ratings for outboards. So I will say, kind of a slippery slope. Got to be careful how this is going to be regulated and how you look at that regulation. If it's 300 feet from shore is not enough, then what is enough? And what are you going to require, and what are you going to restrict? Hang tight, guys. I'm telling you what, we are going to have a great interview coming right up with Tom Nelson. It's going to be fantastic. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.